This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Good afternoon. Sunny Boston, beautiful week. The weather is turning the corner. The boats are in. Stiz is probably burning leaves by the fire pit when he's not supposed to, with a couple beers in his hand and his iPad watching some sports.
Miller's now, Andy.
Oh, that's what...
You'll be happy to know.
You're welcome cutting back aboard on the calories?
Yep. Half the calories I cut just by switching.
It's a fine Pilsner.
You really need to stop ripping them for being a... They're a fine
That's
Pilsner.
Their slogan.
That's what it says on the can.
I know, but you say it with a tone like Rich Keefe asking a question to John Farrell. You
that's
make
a,
it sound
It's a fine
negative.
Pilsner.
I wouldn't say it. It's what it says. It tastes great and it's less filling.
It is indeed. You know what also tastes great? Red Sox winning over the weekend. Even though it was filled with lies that smelled like beef and cheese from Alex Cora. But we'll get into that later because the good news down in Foxborough... The situation is over. The little mini scandal, hiccup, whatever you wanted to call, whatever the hell was going on with Stephon Diggs that had Mike Giardi saying 15% chance he could be cut. Others on the radio in town saying, oh, yeah, it's on the table. He could be cut.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not only is he not cut, he is here. He's on the practice field. He's running square drills.
What?
A little limp in his giddy up, but he's coming off an ACL.
Is it a hitch?
A little hitch, a little something, something.
Last year the hitch was... Drake May's throwing motion.
Yeah, no, there's a hitch
in
his
giddy-up. So now there's a hitch in his giddy-up.
And he's chasing in the drill. I don't think he's actually supposed to catch him. The chubby wide receiver, the guy who Mike Vrabel said, he's getting in shape now because he wasn't in shape earlier.
Kayshon Boutte.
Big old Boutte. But, yeah, Stephon Diggs, if you thought he was going to get cut, as of right now, he is not cut. He is practicing.
Still a member of the team.
Took part in OTAs. Not according to the media down there in team drills, just some of the other stuff, but he jogged on the field. I'm sure many of you have seen those videos from social media from our guy Freeze Pops, Mike Giardi, everybody. They're all showing you that Stephon Diggs, you don't need his social media team today to put it on social media because all the reporters are doing it for him because he is in Foxborough.
Mark Daniels and Phil Perry and everyone doing the work for him. And then you know who else is there? The aggregators. Oh, wait, they're not there.
No,
they just grab it and then
they'll grab it and get
it.
Clicks out of it and make money off of it. It's really kind of genius. I mean, I know we rip on them, but it's
who's the first aggregator? Are we going to see a documentary about
Mike
them
Florio
soon? Yeah?
I mean, Pro Football Talk is the original aggregation site.
I hadn't even considered that.
Yeah, no, he mastered the market of
he is aggregatorious.
I mean, he turned it into a spot on, you know, Sunday Night Football, Football Night in America, all these things. And speaking of Mike Florio and others, I want to appreciate them catching up to WEEI Afternoons because I tried to explain to you all listeners, including Ted Johnson on Friday, that Stephon Diggs was in a bit of a pickle because the team could cut him at any time, free and clear, as long as their doctor was willing to sign off on the fact that he hadn't passed a physical and they wouldn't be on the hook for it. His contract had been reported previously, but others sort of revisited that storyline this weekend. And yes, indeed, he needs to get healthy. He needs to be cleared for even his signing bonus to become, and I think it's three different payments over the course of the year.
Like $4 million,
yeah,
right?
But even for that to be counted, he needs to be healthy first. So they theoretically could cut him, failing the physical, and it might be because they're mad about a boat and pink substances and Cardi B and all these other things, and it gets them off the hook. Now, I don't think they're going to do that. I think there was probably a consideration, and we'll get to some Chris Curtis audio here from the Greg Hill Show in a minute. I think there was probably some consideration of that at some point over the last week when these videos hit and the pink substance discussion and whatever phone calls were being made. Because if you also noticed, there was a theme, Fitzy. All the reporters, a theme, all the reporters, the Burt Breers, the Mike Giardis, the tied-in reporters, we're all talking about, well, the incident really isn't the big deal. It's how exactly he speaks with Vrabel, and Vrabel will assess whether he's telling the truth. Did he fall on his sword? Is he honest? And
does he give him a mulligan? Do you get one breakfast ball?
Those weren't all assumptions, in my opinion. Those are sourced opinions that you're getting from the... Whenever the opinions all sound the exact same, I generally assume there's some... sourcing in them. They're coming from
there's a root from which everything
yes
grows.
So I'm gonna guess that those conversations, both on the phone last week and probably in person at some point over this weekend before OTAs,
so like a debriefing from inside the building,
they went well, and Vrabel was not turned off to Stephon Diggs and his story and his tale and however he's handling whatever the situation was with whatever that substance was. We can't assume. We just saw videos of women and...
You ever been to a carnival where you pay a couple bucks and they let you make like a little, like a vial or a mason jar of like colored sand and makes a nice decorative?
You think that's what that was?
Yeah.
I don't.
No?
No, I don't. I don't know what
it
was.
You don't think that was like, you know, when you go to a birthday party, they give out goodie bags?
No, but I don't care. I'm going to assume... Do you think that... So there are 90 players on the Patriots basically right now.
As of right now.
Do you think he's the only one who's done something dumb that may or may not have involved substances?
On this particular team?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. I would argue in this building that we're in.
I was going to say.
You think we're the only ones in this building that drink too much? No. Or that have substances involved with weekend parties and whatever? No. When you have large groups of human beings in this era, they're dabbling
people
in things.
People are going to do, there's a lot of things now, that are now legal.
If I post a video from my weekend and put it on Twitter and, you know, at Mike Thomas in it, and then he sees it, does that escalate things?
On your own boat?
Yeah, on my own boat.
With your own pink substance?
Yeah.
But that would probably be Pepto-Bismol.
That's true. That is true. I don't really dabble in those.
It was a valid...
Yeah. But if you do that, once it's out there, the video, it makes an issue, and then you're probably having conversations, and you may be fired or whatever, or...
It could be a discipline or maybe sometimes a...
And that's where we are.
A censuring.
And that's where we are. I think whatever discipline slash slap on the wrist slash discussions had to be had were had, and Stephon Diggs is on the field today. So I think this is a... really good thing, not just for the Patriots and Stephon Diggs, but also for Mike Vrabel. He made it out the other side of his first little kerfuffle.
Scandal.
Rhubarb. Whatever you want to call
this. Was this a full-blown scandal? I think the video went viral enough that it was teetering on scandal.
Okay, so the thing that could make it a scandal, Stiz, is we have some audio from our buddy Chris Curtis on the morning show today talking about the level to which this escalated within the Patriots organization.
The big man, as in RKK, very unhappy with the events of last week.
Okay.
Went to the top of the organization. The wide receiver room is the rudderless room of the organization. Part of the agreement with Vrabel and the Patriots and Steph Diggs before signing him to the roughly $70 million deal was that he would be rehabbing here and a presence with the young receivers in the offseason. That was what most irked Vrabel last week.
So that was Chris Curtis talking about Robert Kraft being involved. Okay.
Oh.
When you have Robert Kraft involved, okay, it resonated. It left a mark. And I know the money is big. If this contract were ever to pay out fully, it's a big contract. Now, I don't think it's ever going to pay out
fully. The signing bonus, by the way, is 26. So there's a $4 million like upfront payment, I guess.
Yeah.
But there's a it's an overall $26 million Sorry, guaranteed.
Yeah, please put that in, because if it's
guaranteed,
if you don't get it no matter what, it's not guaranteed. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how guarantees work. Right. So whatever you want to consider the signing bonus, the guarantees, like, okay, it's a pretty big deal, so Robert Kraft would be involved. He also, we know, cares about, you know, black eyes for his organization, the way his organization works. He always has, and that's ebbed and flowed over the years with different things with Belichick and Hernandez, and obviously there's been issues. But when you're a losing football team and mm-hmm. you're trying to establish a culture and you're trying to turn a corner, for him, a corner in which, you remember, he fell on the sword. He fell on the sword saying he screwed up with Gerard Mayo, right? Mm-hmm. When he removed him from the organization, he fell on the sword. So Robert Kraft is looking to turn a corner towards positive. And he got that with Mike Vrabel. He got that with free agency. He got that with the draft. Ooh, we're cruising, right? We're in fourth gear. We're about to shift to Diggs. Oh, Diggs. Now we're downshifting. Now we're downshifting again. Mm-hmm. So it only makes sense, right, that Robert Kraft would be unhappy.
Disappointed?
Yeah.
Well, it's a significant amount of money to contribute for nothing but bad press. You understood that you were taking a chance. Forget the character. Forget any of the issues and the histrionics, any of the off-field hooey. You're taking a chance on somebody who is currently rehabilitating one of the more prevalent but yet still devastating injuries in sports, a torn ACL. So therefore, there's already you're already on sort of like, I won't say thin ice, but shaky ground. Then when the first thing you do to make waves for the organization isn't appear at a community service or, you know, make a splash play at OTAs, but rather, you know, do some booty clapping on a love boat with some mysterious bags of pink sand.
What's wrong with booty clapping?
There's nothing wrong with it. But when that's the first thing, when that's the first thing you do, or the first thing people see as a member of said organization that you're being handsomely paid for, it's not the best look.
Well, not quite yet handsomely paid for. Right now, he's not making anything, and that
should he? But it looks on paper or invisible paper, it looks like he's going to be paid.
And that's where I wonder. Everybody assumes Vrabel had a conversation, and Vrabel told him to get your ass here, and Vrabel told him to get in line, and I think that probably happened.
Mm-hmm.
I also think his agents and his representatives probably had a similar conversation like, hey, you know that really big number that you think is your pay? That can all go away very quickly.
Yeah.
And maybe Diggs says, wait, what? It's guaranteed. No, it's not really. And maybe Diggs isn't happy. I have no idea. But I got to think he got it from the team, but also from somebody in his inner circle telling him, mm-hmm. listen, we only had one visit. We only really had one team interested. If you screw this up with that team, especially at this late point in the process, your dreams of tens, 20s, 30s, millions of dollars are gone.
There is no... So the way after Antonio Brown got booted by the Patriots after those 11 days, and what an 11 days they were for everybody, but when Robert Kraft caught wind of the text messages and the threats that Antonio Brown had made, costing the team $9 million, no one picked up Antonio Brown again until Tom Brady came to his rescue the next year. Then they win a Super Bowl, and then he decided to take his shirt off and jog off MetLife Stadium's field. There is no Tom Brady in this case for Steph Diggs. There is no,
and he's not that good.
He's not as good as Antonio Brown.
He's not as good as AB had left in the tank. No, first of all, at his best, he wasn't as good as AB.
Well, AB, the thing is, we all remember Antonio Brown for his antics and his poor behavior and his ridiculous tweets. Funny thing was, in his prime, top 10 wide receiver all time,
100%, and top 10 in terms of uncoverable. His quickness, lateral movement, explosiveness is unlike few you'll ever see on a football field.
Best
and
ever.
Post 30-year-old.
Jacoby Myers-esque.
No, I would say very different from Jacoby Myers. Might be slightly better. Slightly. Okay. Just a hint better. And now, Stephon Diggs, post 30, post ACL, and post whatever happened on a boat scandal.
Whoever comes back quicker within a year. You know what I mean? Like, oh man, look at not only is Steph Diggs back, he's faster than he was last year.
No chance. No chance. And if you want to check out the video today,
it'll work that cadaver ligament out.
You can see he's working through some things. But again, I'm taking this as a positive. We are on June the 2nd. We're not yet to mandatory minicamp. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we'll see. I'm assuming he's going to be there because this whole story will kind of explode again if, for whatever reason, Stephon Diggs is not in attendance or at least around veteran minicamp.
Well, minicamp, yeah. So he's got a week to sort of work things out. He shouldn't be leaving town. I would imagine he's probably going to lay low for the next 10 days.
Is he capable of laying low? That's my question.
That's a good question.
Like, he's doing the video thing. He's doing the boat thing. He's at Met Gala. Mm-hmm. He, you know, wants to be
Knicks
a
games.
Star. He's at Knicks yeah. games. And he's got Cardi B. That's the other thing we need to get in here, Stiz. So we have a correspondent Did you know that? We have an official social media correspondent, because something that I wasn't really aware of, no surprise, my algorithm doesn't, you know, send me the same types of things that Stiz's does. But Stiz, our official former rapper on the show, is telling me there's also this ongoing Offset and Stefon Diggs battle going on social media that I'm not really aware of. So, Stiz, can you get me up to date?
Well, that's right, Andrew. Coming live from In Da Hood, Stiz, with your inner city crime report.
Chelsea speaks.
No, but this is true, and Robert Kraft is actually right in the middle of all this.
Wait, who's Steph Diggs beefing with?
Offset. I just told you. Catch up, Whitey.
No, hey, doesn't sound like a performer name. It could just
Offset.
Be.
He's part of Migos.
Wow, and look,
I'm done here. So let's Stiz, you pick up now.
So this has been an ongoing thing. Offset accused Cardi, his wife. They have children together. He accused her of cheating on him with Stefon while she was pregnant a year ago.
Ew.
Okay, and now they've pretty much gone public with their relationship. They're at Knicks games, like you said, the Met Gala, etc.
Pretty much gone public.
They've gone public.
He was
with their
rubbing
relationship.
Her bum. Like, I think that's public.
And now the two, Offset and Stefon, including Cardi as well, have been trading shots at each other all weekend. On social media, on Instagram, on Twitter.
Okay.
So after the boat incident with the pink powder, Offset posted a picture. It's a famous picture of the rapper Cam'ron wearing a pink coat, like a pink fur coat.
Very famous, yet well known. Everybody knows it.
Everyone knows that picture.
I have it framed in the living room.
Yeah.
So he posted
actually.
Then he posted a picture of like a football player throwing a pass and said, today I'll pass. Meaning like, oh, I'd pass on Cardi. I'm over it. And then Stefon Diggs posted a picture of a football of him catching a ball. Basically saying, oh, what you threw away, I'll catch. I will happily catch.
What are you going to catch, though?
Cardi B.
One of the
most famous women rappers in the game right now.
Maybe something else, too.
Oh, Andy.
Any number of things you could catch.
Come on now. Fish. Okay. He was on a boat. He could be catching fish.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Now, you got to remember,
are happening.
Robert Kraft has famously partied with the Migos, with Offset. He also was on stage just a few months ago with Cardi B dancing. So he's kind of in the middle of this. He's friends with Offset. He's friends with Cardi. You got Stefon and Offset
his
now
player.
Going back and forth. Mm-hmm. This is...
So you're telling me he may need to be like an arbitrator in some sort of...
He might have to pick a side.
Well, I think he's going to have to pick Stefon.
He's going to have to pick the guy that's currently
otherwise,
playing for his team and that they took a massive chance on, spending tens of millions of dollars to rescue their wide receiver room.
So this is another example. It certainly doesn't feel like, and we touched on this on Friday with Mike Giardi, certainly doesn't feel like Stefon Diggs is 100% dedicated to rekindling his career in Foxborough and being the best he can be for the New England Patriots. Is that safe to say?
Why would that be?
What do you mean, why would that be?
Meaning?
Because he knows he's on the back end. He signed a contract. He's had some good years. He feels good about his career. And now he's trying to utilize football for one last-ditch effort, not to win a Super Bowl, not to make the Patriots good, not even really probably to make money.
To jumpstart his off-field career?
Because, I mean, who is Stefon Diggs without football? No disrespect to the man.
Right.
He's been a very good football player.
Mm-hmm. He's a good-looking man.
But who is Stefon Diggs without football?
Just some Stefon Diggs.
Now he's Cardi B's boyfriend, right? With football, at least they both have prominent careers, profiles.
Once Russell
figures.
Wilson retires, he becomes Ciara's husband.
Yes, I would say he's already almost there.
He's kind of already.
He's
kind
of half retired.
But he's,
right. So Stefon Diggs needs football more so just for his career, his long term. What do they call that? Q rating. His Q rating is that. Does that resonate with you, Stiz? Probably not. It's a little different term. Because Stefon Diggs and Cardi B. Cardi B is the bigger star, right? Like, it's very
absolutely.
Easy.
Yeah.
So at whatever point he stops playing in the NFL, he's just her boyfriend. Is that fair, Stiz?
Yeah, absolutely.
So he needs football for that. But does it feel like if Mike Vrabel asked him to be a leader, does it feel like he's all in on being a leader?
Mike Giardi told us this, what was that, Friday?
That was like, part of the grass.
He's trying to be an influencer.
Correct.
He's trying to be more than a football player and someone like that's on social media setting trends. And
right. He probably wants to be, I mean, when you go to the Met Gala, that usually reeks of, I'd rather be in Vogue than on Pro Football
I
Weekly.
Wouldn't be surprised if he drops a song. I really would not be shocked if he tries to put out like a...
His own or like just with her?
No, his own. And
that's,
tries to
that's
be a
next.
Rapper.
His WAP song? Isn't that what it's called?
WAP.
Be careful.
WAP.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You
other
may want to see
it. Like,
you want to strike the record on that
one? That was offensive
one?
Back in the day.
It's still reasonably offensive.
Well,
now.
No one uses it anymore. Archie Bunker hasn't been on the air for 50 years. This is concerning. And this isn't about the boat necessarily or the pink substance. It's about what exactly did you buy? For example, we played the Joe Flacco audio. He said, I'm not here just to be a mentor. I'm still going to compete, blah, blah, blah.
But when you don't, and then if you don't say there. What everyone says,
right.
or don't do it the way everyone thinks you're supposed to do it, you get a bad rep. Maybe the media shouldn't handle it that way.
You get even a worse rap if you're just on a boat rapping instead of going to practice with the guys you're supposed to be mentoring.
But Joe Flacco directly addressing it gave good vibes, as in like, here, I'm here to, I'm accountable. I'm a real person. I am in competition to win this job. Steph Diggs hasn't said or done anything. And one of the reasons why we talked ourselves into how we thought this signing might actually be to the Patriots' benefit as opposed to being the guy that was throwing his arms up in the air against Josh Allen in the AFC divisional round a few years ago was maybe he'll come in and be a leader in the wide receiver room and tell all those guys that they have to up their game if they want passes.
Would Chris Curtis call it the most rudderless room in the organization? And he's supposed to be the rudder, and yet he's on a totally different boat. So this boat is.
I see where it's a very nautical theme to all this.
Yeah, it is a not. Well, thanks to.
Very nautical.
Thanks to Cardi B. And I'm assuming she paid for the boat. So thanks to Cardi B.
Probably.
And for him. And also Carlton Davis. We might get into that later.
What's up with, by the way, with like your two of your three highest price offseason signings not being at voluntary?
Yeah, it's not great for the culture. Remember the days when Rodney Harrison and Tom Brady would arrive at like 5'10, 5'9, 5'8. So I'm going to beat you.
Yeah.
Have we heard anything about all these high-priced guys being the first one in and the last one out? Nope.
No, Will Campbell's there. Milton Williams is there.
Yeah.
Defense.
Yeah,
hey,
Milton Williams is there. So he's your big fish. He's your biggest fish.
Biggest fish.
So that's fair. It's I do think fish. He's there. Morgan Moses is there.
Yep.
But the totality.
He's not even fully healthy, and he's there.
It's funny how that works out. You can actually do that.
That's leadership right
yes.
there.
Instead
continuing
of
with our
leader
nautical theme.
Who's out on a ship somewhere.
Rudderless.
Some substance. All right, 617-779-7937. Join the conversation. Are you excited about Stephon Diggs being on the practice field? Are you worried about all?
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com. And make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The situation swirling and what exactly he is trying to get out of this relationship with the Patriots. And are you looking forward to the update that I have about OTAs and what Drake May did. Drake May, two bad days in a row with media at OTAs. Will he have a third? Find out next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.